Good morning. Happy Easter to all of you and welcome to Christ the King, especially those of you who are our guests, those of you from other faith traditions, and especially those Catholics who are joining us after maybe a little bit of a respite from their faith. We welcome you here today to Christ the King to celebrate this wonderful feast day. Our first reading today mentions three times the word witness, about witnessing the resurrection, witnessing the faith. And it is in our gospel that the women, Peter and John, witness an empty tomb with burial cloths laid out in such a way that the author indicates that the body simply disappeared within the burial cloths and they fell down. A witness, if you look it up in the dictionary, is defined as an attestation of a fact or event. And first of all, as Christians, brothers and sisters, we receive witness. Now, if you asked yourself, how do I primarily receive witness? How do I primarily find out about events or facts with my faith? Many people would say Scripture. Many people would say Scripture. I remember probably about a year ago, I went and taught a class at a local secular college. It was a comparative religion class. And so everybody gets, a class to do each of the various religions. And so I had a class to I had 40 minutes to teach Catholicism, which was kind of a joke. But, the one thing I started with was Scripture, and I asked them this question. I ask it of you today. Which came first, the Bible or the church? The Bible or the church? Because in 33 AD, Jesus says to Peter, "Peter, you are a rock, and on this rock I will build my church." And the Bible doesn't get put into even roughly final form until the 400s and not completely final form until the 800s. You see, the beauty of our Catholic faith is that the Scripture stems from oral tradition. It was Peter and John telling somebody that they saw the empty tomb. It was those people then going out to another community and telling them about the empty tomb. It was the people who saw Jesus after the resurrection who told others. It was this oral tradition that brought about the Scriptures. And it was the authority of the church that discerned what was true and what was false. So we have first received the faith not from the Scriptures, but from Jesus' Holy Catholic Church. But we must not just receive, but also give witness. How many of you here know your faith enough to articulate it? If you do not, then you don't know your faith. I went to 12 years of Catholic schools here in Wichita, good Catholic schools, great teachers. I went to 5 more years of Catholic college and then went to seminary. So 19 years of good, solid Catholic education. And the first classroom I got into as a seminarian that first year, I figured out I didn't know anything. Why? Because I didn't know how to say it. I didn't know how to win the hearts of people to faith in Jesus Christ. And that took 5 more years to develop. And I'm still working on it. Know your faith so as to articulate it. It also means if we are going to give people the faith, if we're going to be witnesses not just in a receiving way, but in a giving way, it means believing in the real Catholic Church. I am always stunned by the number of people who come up to me after church and say, "Father, such and such in church does this," or "When I was in such and such a place, we did this," and I'm like, "Are you sure you were at a Catholic church?" Catholicism is not what we pick and choose or some version of the church that we have made up in our heads, but the one that is preached authentically here and in the Diocese of Wichita. There's a second definition for the word witness. It says that it is one who has personal knowledge of something. Now think about the resurrection. Do you have personal knowledge of the resurrection? Were you there? No. But you can still encounter the risen Christ. Every time you receive Holy Communion, the risen Christ is living inside of you. John Paul II said this, "The task which awaits you, the new evangelization, demands that you present with fresh enthusiasm and new methods the eternal and unchanging content of the heritage of the Christian faith. As you well know, It is not a matter of merely passing on doctrine, but rather of a personal and profound meeting with the Savior. If you are going to receive the faith as a witness, it is not just the doctrines, the scripture, the tradition, the magisterium, but also a personal encounter with Christ. And I know a lot of people who come to Mass every Sunday, but they keep Jesus at arm's length because they know if they let him in, he might ask them to change. Being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction, Pope Benedict. This second definition of being a witness, having personal knowledge, must also be received as Jesus encounters you, but it also must be given. And we do that through stewardship, through this community, getting to know others and sharing what Jesus has done in our lives. In conclusion, there are two types of witnesses in the world. And we've seen this even in our own society when somebody on the street gets mugged or harmed. There are those who are active and those who are passive. But there's only one type of Christian. There are those who just receive, and then there are those who receive and choose to give to others. What kind of witness will you be?